Paranormal Activity 2. That movie has already been out, right? That's where
like the baby monitor video type of stuff?
That's what it's all about.
Right?
It scares you, something scoots across the ground. And it's all like, yeah, baby monitor video or right. just a door slam shut.
It is so true. Like, you even look at a baby, a little innocent baby on a baby monitor, it looks creepy. I think it's because of that movie. Like, you're watching that at night and the baby's in the crib and you're like, oh, God, what's happened? And it's your friend's baby. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, just the.
You're waiting for something bad.
The night vision, fuzzy footage. It always looks scary, no matter what's going on.
Right,
there.
You're like, oh, that kid's either going to become possessed, something's going to come in that kid's room.
Because you always light it scary, because you usually have, maybe the closet light's the only thing on, so the kid is not in complete super blackness.
Right. Or it has, a little night light that's lighting up the room.
So when you're looking at it through a really crappy camera.
Yeah, and then it wakes up, and its little eyes are glowing. And it's like this, and you're like, go get your baby out of there!
Possessed,
what is happening?
Well, one of the actresses in that movie, Paranormal Activity 2, Natasha Blasic, claims she experienced ghost sex.
Oh, boy.
Twice.
Just like Sammy.
Yeah, the actress says she felt an invisible force push her down on her bed and force himself on top of her on two occasions. Hmm. Sammy, I know that you've told us in the past that you had ghost sex, right?
Sure, yeah.
Was it forcible like that, or you felt the weight?
I mean, but I was already laying in bed, so that means that she's just up walking around.
Was she walking around, or was she?
Yeah, to be pushed onto it is.
She felt an invisible force push her down on her bed.
Oh, maybe she was on her bed and she felt being pushed down on her bed. You know what I mean? Like, what didn't push her onto the bed, pushed her down on her bed.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
you know
there's
what I mean?
A force that's holding you down. Definitely,
wow.
You get raped.
Or maybe it's like a poltergeist. Don't poltergeists move stuff? So if it can grab you and move you.
That is so freaky.
And he forces you down.
Yeah.
He's like a poltergeist guy.
Hymen Buster.
Hymen Buster.
What are you going to call? Hymen Buster. I don't know. It needs work. You figure it out later.
There's a term for this called spectral rape. And she hopes her spectral lover returns.
Well, what?
Sammy, now be honest now. When you had ghost sex, did you enjoy it?
I did.
You
I mean, did. It was demon sex for sure.
So
it's
not
ghosts, it's demons,
it wasn't
I think.
Like slow and loving, I'm guessing.
No.
Oh.
How do you know it's demon sex?
Well, I've done a lot of research on it, and I'm pretty sure it's demons. But,
take off those panties, Sammy. We're going to have some demon sex. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's actually exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
So weird.
Why don't you turn around? Back up in here. I'm arriving.
I'm arriving. Oh.
That's what it was like? And you want to have it again?
Listen, I don't want to because I know that it's demons, but I'm not going to say it was bad.
Whoa.
It's scary, but then... I guess if you know it's coming the next time.
So to speak.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. I'm kind of...
So do you ever go to bed, do you try to prepare yourself to go to bed the same way you went to bed that night in hopes of opening the door to another dimension so this guy can actually get on, this demon can get on top
what
of you?
What makes you think it's a guy?
It was a guy.
How do you know?
It was a guy.
You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, she knows.
She had lesbian incubus sex. You don't know.
Why would a demon wear a strap-on?
These and other questions on the Heidi and Frank show. Where else are you getting that? In this town, where else are you getting that question asked? Nowhere. Right here.
So you want to grab a pleasure chest? I'll buy another strap-on. See how this thing works.
Oh, man. It does make it hard to be spontaneous when you're doing that kind of thing, but you know.
Just a second, I gotta buckle this thing up.
That's how many times this happened. Well, all right, we gotta take a quick break, but we're gonna talk to Sammy more about the ghost sex and more about this actress, Natasha Blasic, who was in the movie Paranormal Activity 2. She's an actress, and she claimed that she had ghost sex twice. If you have had the spectral lover approach you.
Spectral lover.
Hey, that's what we are.
If you've had the spectral lover approach you, give us a call. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. We are Heidi. We have a new caller, 25. Can I do caller one? How about I do caller one so I can get back to doing the show?
Why caller?
I gotta wait. Caller 25.
What is? What's the connection there?
It's nothing. It's just one of those stupid radio things. It's like, oh, caller 25.
Hmm.
So it's, oh my God, I have a chance.
How about caller
one has a chance? You're the first one through, Fast Fingers.
That was my nickname in college.
So I can get back to the program talking about ghost sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here we are. I'm a little offended that no ghost has ever wanted to have sex with me, by the way. And what the hell? I mean, real people, fine. I've sort of made my peace with that. But ghosts? They're being picky?
No, ghosts have the ultimate. They can do anybody they want. It's spectral rape. That's what they call it. So why would they pick you?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, wouldn't you, like,
Sammy,
Adriana Lima, Sammy, you know, this actress, Natasha Blasik, she's a, which is crazy, she's a Paranormal Activity 2 actress and claims that she's had this ghost sex on two occasions.
I wonder if this happened before she was in Paranormal Activity or if it happened after, like, she was more in tune with that kind of thing after she did the movie.
I don't know. It doesn't say exactly, but she hopes her spectral lover, that's what they're calling it, that he returns. She claimed the forced sex first happened when she was home alone and felt an invisible force push her down on her bed and force himself on top of her. She says, quote, I felt something entered the room. That's a weird thing to call your vagina.
It really is. Hopefully it's a small room. Not like the great room where you're like, wow, we can put pit group in here.
A game room.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anybody. Suddenly I could feel that somebody was touching me. Okay, she was awake. She was in a room standing up. She wasn't lying down. Couldn't see anything. Suddenly felt somebody touching her, pushed her down the bed. Their hands were pushing me against my will. And then I could feel the weight of their body on top of me, but I couldn't see anybody. At first, I was very confused. Then I decided to relax, and it was really pleasurable. I really enjoyed it. So Sammy here, she's had the same experience once or twice, Sammy.
Once.
And like this actress, Natasha, you want your demon lover to come back.
I don't know if I would say want. That's a strong word. It was enjoyable, but I'm scared that I'm now going to hell because I have devil, or like demons, you know, raping me, and that's not good.
Yeah. God, what if he's going back and telling all of his demon buddies, can't wait till she gets here.
What if you had gotten pregnant somehow? Not by that, but by your boyfriend, and then...
But it's demons.
But then
it's,
you're like, but I don't know. It's like timing-wise, it could be, and then you gotta
Rosemary's
wait.
Rosemary's Baby.
Right. And then you gotta wait and see. Check the
look. His Satan's child.
Like that lady's hair yesterday that after the chemo it grew back and said God. And what if maybe like your baby's hair pattern is like in its curlies in the back of the neck. It's 666. You're like, oh my God.
Didn't that, what was the little kid? What movie was that? He had 666 birthmark on top of his head through his hair.
Was that the Omen?
Was that the Omen?
I think so. Damien, right?
Damien.
Yeah, Damien.
And who would
Did anybody name their kid Damien
I'm
after
sure.
that?
Is, I'm sure.
Like, you know. Adolphs and Damians, I think.
What year was that movie?
You'll name babies that.
Because there's Damien Eccles. Remember that guy from the...
No.
Yeah, you do. I think I talked to him on the phone. He was part of the group of teenagers that had to spend like 20 years in jail or something for killing a little boy that they didn't kill. There's a lot of celebrities.
Well, I guess they named him correctly.
No, but he didn't do it. That's what I'm saying. But there was him, but I don't know if he like was born after.
But
it's the
name like Damien. No wonder he was falsely accused. It's
right?
Like, okay, Damien had to do it.
Hey, you did it.
Says the ghost left and returned for more a month later. Wow, that is the ultimate compliment.
Oh, but that is because they never came back for seconds with Sammy.
Nope.
Just the one time he's like, eh.
Yeah, he's like,
sure I will.
Pillow queen.
Yeah. Not dropping the line in that water again. Fish ain't biting.
That's what I don't get. You said you enjoyed it. I mean, was it the best sex you've ever had?
No, because I was scared. I was very scared.
That's why you enjoyed it? You were scared?
No, I'm saying that's why it wasn't the best sex I've ever had.
Right. Right. It's hard to, when you're scared, you can't, those two worlds don't, I mean, I guess for some women they do.
For some women?
Right, but no, you can't.
Choke me with a gun to my head.
Right, that.
It's the only way it can happen.
That.
Okay.
I mean.
Spectrophilia, supernatural sex. It's not that uncommon, but it's not talked about. Some people claim it's often in mourning. When their spouse comes back, like that's what they figure. That's like most of the time when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But psychologists say that your ghostly lovers are just sleep paralysis, and says the phenomenon is also behind alien abduction experiences. So when you feel like, you know, you're awake, but you can't move, and and you're in dream state, you can either dream of aliens probing you or demons.
I mean, the only way I can kind of relate to it, and it's not sexual, but it's like when you have that dream, but then you're half awake, but you want to throw a punch, and you can't seem to throw the punch. Like, my arm has been paralyzed in that way, but not sexually. It's just, but that's the only thing I can relate it to, where I know that I'm trying to throw a punch right now, but I can't throw the punch. But I'm half awake.
What are you punching in your dreams?
Whatever I'm mad at, or a punching bag, but I can't. My arm doesn't go in that motion, even though my brain wants it to.
Yeah, find a picture of that Natasha Blasik from Paranormal
Activity. Is that her right there?
This is her right here. So, yeah, I can see why a ghost coming back for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's your type, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Ain't too shabby.
All right. Still wait. I mean, did we get caller 25 yet? Or are we getting everybody's birth certificate information? I mean, seriously, we're getting their mom's maiden name? What the hell?
We need to prove that it's you.
Because I forgot you guaranteed win time, and the lines were jammed, people who had ghost sex.
I want to hear these stories.
You got to clear. I'm going to give away Zantana tickets. So we did that, and now I still don't have anybody on the line that had sex with a ghost. So hurry it up, folks. All right? 1-800-955-5567. We're hiding, Frank. Oh, look at all the calls coming in now. People have had the experience of ghost sex. An actress who was in the movie Paranormal Activity 2, when that movie came out, they were interviewing her, and she said that she's had it twice. Sammy here said that she's had the experience one time, and now the calls are coming in. So, Joanna, you're on the Heidi and Frank show.
Hi.
So
hi, guys.
You've had the spectral lover?
Yeah, I did. Actually, the very first time I experienced it, I was only 14 years old. So it was the scariest thing that I had ever experienced. I don't know how Sammy said she enjoyed it. Maybe it's because I was young and scared and I didn't know what was going on.
And you hadn't had sex with a real person yet, I'm guessing, at that point.
No way. So it was just, I woke up and I felt that, you know, that presence on me. And it was just like the strong, like, it felt like a big, heavy man. And for some reason, I knew, I couldn't see it, but I knew that it was like this old man with a beard, and he was like a fat man. Like,
was
I
it
just,
around
I,
December
I was so
25th
was,
at all?
Late 24th, maybe.
Maybe late.
Well, actually, what happened, I told my sister a couple of days later, and she told me that she felt the very, very same thing. And she was only 16 at the time. And we moved around a lot. We always shared a room, you know, from childhood to like, our teenage years. And we had never experienced that in any house that we lived in except for that one.
So you think the house was haunted, and you both experienced this guy who haunted that particular room?
Yeah, it was scary. She said she was scared, but she didn't want to say anything until I brought it up. And then she was like, oh my God, me too. I felt the same exact thing. And she's not, you know, like, she's very honest. She doesn't lie, you know. She wouldn't have made something up like that. So I felt better knowing that it wasn't just me, but it was scary, and I never wanted it to happen again. However, I did start suffering from sleep paralysis after that. I had to go to do a sleep study, and I was told I had sleep paralysis.
So maybe it didn't happen.
It might have been that, too.
Yeah, but her sister had sleep paralysis, too.
Thank you, Joanna. You have sisters.
Yes.
Sammy, did they experience anything from the demon?
One of my sisters, yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, we've both had demon sex.
Same demon, same room?
No. She was living in Northern California. I was in Southern California.
Well, that's like a time life moment.
You know what's strange? Yeah, was it the same night?
No, it wasn't the same night. They were about a year apart.
I felt a heavy force on me as my sister was getting banged by a ghost. Whoa, what?
Read the book.
Right.
I will read that book. They say that sometimes people say it happens because they're mourning the loss of a relative or a loved one. So is it possible that this is like some old, creepy dead uncle?
No, I don't have any dead uncles.
You don't have dead relatives? Grandpa or?
Yeah, my grandpas. But my grandpas?
Was grandpa like a really wet kisser in real life?
No.
No?
What?
Do you like to play bouncy on the old knee?
Come on, but let's play horsey. Let's go ride the horse.
That's normal, though. Everybody does that.
Did this encounter happen while your grandpas were alive or dead?
One of them was alive, and one of them was dead.
Was the creepy one dead?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He did have a deep voice. He had a scary voice.
Like a demon?
Oh, man.
Hey, Sammy. Why don't you get up on my knee, play a little bouncy bounce? What do you say?
Does that remind you of anyone?
Oh, no.
Well, my grampy, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Let's talk to Lonnie, a female. Hello, Lonnie. You're on the Heidi and Frank show. Lonnie.
Lonnie.
Yes. Hello.
So have you experienced the spectral lover?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to let you know that back in the late 70s, early 80s here in San Marcos, there was a woman, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who was created the hospice program in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And she had met this man named Jay Barham, who Barham Drive is named after on the 78, right after 78.
Yeah, well, I don't care about all these extra details.
He doesn't like history.
Yeah, why did you call about the ghost lovers?
Well, he had convinced her that there were these spirits that came back from the dead in order to engage in sexual intercourse with women. And so middle-aged housewives who were bored would go out there to his ranch, and he would take them down into this room where they would experience all these sexual acts. And it finally ended one day when one of the women said that he smelled like cigarette smoke, and somebody flipped the lights on and revealed that it was him.
Oh, my God. Who falls for that?
Yeah. Oh, it's you. If you like pina coladas, getting banged by a ghost. Oh, my God.
But it's an interesting part of San Diego history.
Yeah, this is...
It was quite the big scandal.
Wow.
That's just... thank you, Lonnie. I do believe you, but it's like, that's one of those, you knew, like you said, these middle-aged housewives went out to his ranch, and then all of a sudden they get busted, and, oh, he told me he was a ghost to turn on the lights, and then it was him. I'm a girl. Like, it's a total I'm a girl excuse. I didn't have any idea what I was doing. Come on. That is the dumbest excuse.
You think somebody turns the lights on and he's like, boo. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's
got a sheet on.
Right. It's like the little kid's Halloween costume. You're either a ghost or in the Klan. Either way, I'm freaking out right now because I'm in some...
It's either ghost sex or Hasidic Jew sex. Is that how they do it through a sheet?
Yeah, I think so.
I always think they do it through a sheet, right?
Yeah, I don't know the point of that, but...
So you can't see each other.
Just turn the lights off. Right? Seems pretty simple. I guess maybe use the sheet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for afternoon Hasidic Jew sex delight.
The light on.
Yeah.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's go to Eve. Hello, Eve.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We're waiting for your story.
Sorry.
Have you experienced the spectral lover?
I experienced demon sex. I had just broken up with my college boyfriend, my first real relationship. And up to the end, we had, sex pretty much every day. And it was about, a week after that. And I was asleep, and I thought that I was having sex with him at first, but it was way, way better than any sex I had had before.
Oh, boy.
And then, but then I was getting closer to,
Yeah.
And
your boo time.
But right before that, I realized that it wasn't him, and I felt like an evil presence, and I realized that there wasn't any real person there, and
I forced myself
to wake up because I was terrified.
You forced yourself to wake
but
up.
But you were
only
awake.
Only after you finished. Thank you.
But she was awake.
She was awake?
But she said forced herself to wake up. So was it a dream or is it? That's what I'm confused about. It's probably
you're just
dreaming.
You know, block stuff out where you go back and you get under hypnosis and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God,
yeah.
I was touched or whatever
right.
as a child. Well, maybe this is what your own way of blocking stuff out where you think it's a ghost or you're saying in your own mind, it's like you convinced yourself that there was nobody in the room with you, that it was some paranormal thing that happened. when really there was somebody in the room with you. The lights weren't on because it was bad time.
Yeah. I don't know. See, that's what I'm having a hard time with too, because how do you know it's not just a dream? Like the weird dream I had, the weird NyQuil dream about, you know, I'm doing handstand push-ups, doves are flying out of my vagina while the dead Michael Jackson is playing DJ in this club. I don't think that really happened.
But maybe
I know
it did.
Like, it was a dream. Why can't this stuff just be dreams? I don't understand it, really.
Well, it is a mystery. Maybe it's the only way you can deal with it, so yeah. You don't think that you were, you know, it's like, okay, I had no control in that way because it was a ghost and they could go through walls and I had, you know, I was paralyzed and with fear, but it was really a fat guy with a beard who was sleeping on the couch because he gets drunk with my dad, you know, every weekend. And I'm thinking that was an old ghost, but it really wasn't. But I can't believe it was that guy.
And then your sister goes, oh, my God,
Sam,
me too.
You want a hug?
I'd say no.
You want a hug?
I'd say no. Talk about demon sex.
Want a hug, Sammy?
Okay. When we come back, it's time for the Know What's with Heidi Hamilton. It's everything you actually need to know today when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.